Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our stream here. Like I promised, I'd be back this week to just try out the signals a couple more times before we start scheduling guests again. And would you believe I left my main commercial? Of course you'd believe it. But anyway, I left my main commercial player that I have. It's a little BlackBerry Playbook. It hasn't done much for me except for giving me internet, and I was really excited when I got this thing. I was took it with me everywhere, had it like treated it like it was a little baby, and there wasn't no apps. So I love BlackBerry, and I was dedicated to BlackBerry, but until they get more apps, which they probably will never ever get the apps that they need, I switched over to Android. So that BlackBerry Playbook was tied to my BlackBerry as well that I used to have, and because... Well, basically because you don't need, I didn't need it anymore for that. It always was the broadcaster for the commercials and special interviews and stuff that we'd play through it. It just didn't fit anymore in what we're doing except for that now. So that's basically what I have it for, and I do take it everywhere I go because it has all the commercials for the station, and it also has a lot of other things that you can pull from the Wi-Fi areas and stuff and still use it like a tablet and stuff, but... Anyway, I left that, so I'm using my laptop with some commercials to play during the show and to broadcast. So this is a true test, but not really a true test because I don't have it with me, the main thing that I needed. Even color-coded my mixer this time because the markers ran out on what we had. And it's been at least a few weeks before since I've done a live interview and live show. I've been doing a lot of recorded stuff just because we can. Now, we're at the NRB this last couple of weeks, and a couple of weeks back, and supposed to be at the NAB this next week, but don't know if I'm going to go there, just not really as led to go out that way. I mean, see, the NAB is not a pure, not stuff like that. It's the big thing. It's the big show. It's everybody in Hollywood and everybody on television, everybody on radio, and a lot of Christian broadcasters are out there, but I've yet to make it. In the last 2 years that I've known about it, or 3 years that I've known about it with the station, I have plenty of invitations to go, but just not being led to be there. So anyway, just giving you some update on where we're at and how things are running. We're praying that we get some more interviews in here that's going to really excite you. We have made some changes to the station, and we announced them last week, and we're seeing some good things happen, some good things going together. The other day, and we had some people finally going on our site. In fact, today we had several people on the site. One individual from Kansas City using the Winamp app, and able to listen to the broadcast, listen to about 3-4 hours of sermons. It's amazing. You never know who you're blessing. You never know who you're touching. I have phone calls for prayer. When I was on vacation, I had a call come in for prayer, and I prayed for them. And you just don't know. Where they're at. I mean, you dial the 888 number, 888-642-4767. Again, 888-642-4767. You dial that number, and you're probably going to get me to pray for you. If no one's available, and if the prayer lines are full, or no one's available, usually nobody is available, and we will get that, it'll be directed straight to my cell phone, and I'll be able to pray with you. So, we are praying for people. We are praying for them online as well. We've gotten several emails that I have not caught back up with. I got to get my team to help me with this, so I need a good prayer team to follow up with these emails and pray. But, you know, I don't mind doing it myself. I print them out. I put them on the wall, and I write a letter back, not a long one, maybe less than a paragraph, telling them that we're praying for them. I mentioned their needs, so they know that their needs were prayed for. It's about being faithful, my friends. You know, the other day I was at this church and just to take it in the service with the family and the kids and really enjoying it, really being a part of it. And it's a beautiful church, Embassy Church. Really enjoyed ourselves there. And they asked me to stay just for the leadership meeting just to share a couple of minutes about leadership and stuff and what should they expect And the first thing came out of my mouth, you know, I didn't even know they were asking me to speak. I just thought they wanted me to stay and listen to them and enjoy the lunch and fellowship with the pastor and the co-pastors. I know a lot of them. It's nice going to a place where you know a lot of people already, so I just fit right in and talk to them. And one guy I hadn't seen since I was, man, at least in my early 20s, maybe even before that, maybe when I was about 19. And I would go out and preach at Spanish churches. I learned how to preach in Spanish churches and black churches. And that's all I grew up with. And I grew up in Lakewood. But that's where the doors are open for me to preach. And I would go preach wherever God would send me. So I was used to just preaching. I remember this one church that we preached in. It was just the building itself was an extension of the house. And the house was used as a warehouse. So I just ended up preaching there. And the gift of miracles always was... The gift of working of miracles, excuse me, was always on me, and the gift of healing and prayer. So I just walked through there and preached, and I didn't even speak Spanish, but someone translated, and they got the gist of it. They understood it, as my friend in Scotland would say, Peter Stanway. They got the gist of it. They got it. And I would just go in there, and I would just preach on whatever God put on my heart. Really didn't have a sermon written. I was young. Didn't even write a sermon, just preach what was in my spirit. Usually was evangelism, as it is today. And people were touched and ministered to. Well, I ran into an individual that used to play their music. Wherever I'd go, there was always a gentleman there with my cousins traveling, because my cousin would always find a church for me to preach. And he was always the person finding me places to preach at a young age. And he would always have his band play. So when he got a gig to play, he'd see if they needed someone to preach that night, and they would bring me in to preach. Countless times, many places. I remember this guy, Mr. James Trevino, I shared at that meeting just for a few minutes, and after that, James came up to me, and he shared, because he was part of that church, and he does the praise and worship, and he just gave me a big old hug and said, David, I hadn't seen you forever, and you remember me, right? I go, yeah. I go, you're the guy that used to play the music for me. You are always there at every church I preached at. You're almost there all the time. So God is amazing how he can bring people back in your life, and that took me back. That took me back to when I was just a young man in faith. Praise God. I'm only 41 right now, but that took me all the way back to when I was starting out in preaching and just going cold start, baby. I don't know how it is else to go. Even at the church I was pastoring for the last 4.5 years in Sunday nights associate pastor, I would just cold start and just no praise and worship, no nothing, and just preach. Well, over there was a little different because it's all Spanish, so it was kind of cold start. I would sit in the back, literally. I would sit in the back of the pastor's office and sit there and just read and pray and pray and just pray. And then they just come in, David, you ready? And James would come most of the time and say, hey, Brother David, we're ready. And I'm like, okay. And I come out there and I just preach. So it was amazing to remember all the way back then. And we just hanged out for just a few minutes after that entire thing. And something I shared at the leadership meeting was this. And it was something that really, I planned out even better now. But when I shared it, I just said, you just work where you start. You hear me say that all the time here on the radio station. Work where you can start. Work where you're at. Just start it. Just start it. Don't worry about how big it's going to get. Because, my friends, it's up to God how big it gets. You can influence people. You can try and get them to follow you. You can try and get them to create a viral broadcast of what you're doing. But ultimately, it's up to God. It's up to God to give you what you need in your ministry. And it's up to you to put yourself in the right places. Now, when I say put yourself in the right places, I don't mean go dive in front of someone for a gift or dive in someone because you think they're going to be a big blessing to you. But go into let the Spirit of God lead you. Let the Spirit of God lead you on where to go and what to do. I tell you, most of everything and almost all the things that have happened in my life has been because the Spirit of God was leading me. When I was doing a lot of business and I needed to get a deal, I would just drive the neighborhoods and let God just lead me. And I'd find someone that needed a real estate deal. In fact, I thought I was going to visit a pastor about his church because the God was just really speaking in my heart. And I stopped by and visited him. And what happened to be was that his son needed a loan that day. And I helped him get a loan within a few weeks, closed on a house, and made some money for my home and for my ministry. So God will lead you when you let him to lead. Let him lead you. You let God lead you. Let God direct you. Don't put your own influence in it. Don't put your own ideas in it. Trust God that he will lead you wherever. Because see, a lot of times you will get somewhere and you come in with one thought, but God has a higher thought and a bigger thought for you. And that meeting turns into something phenomenal. and something wonderful that you couldn't even imagine could happen. Only God can do those kind of meetings. So my friends and I, we were just excited about seeing what God was doing and seeing how God was just bringing all of us kind of back together in a little bit of a sense, how we're going to be working together on different things. And I'm going to help them do some ministry stuff. I'm possibly moving on over there as well to do the work of the ministry with them on different things. I will be attending their church from now on and letting the kids. The kids loved it. And my nephew, I tell you, my cousin, he's the youth pastor. So I got James Trevino there, which I've known since way back. And then the pastor there has known me just all the way back into the 90s. And it's awesome when someone introduces you and tells everybody about your ministry and tells you that you are reputable and impeccable. That was just an honor for the pastor to mention things like that about me. And I was excited about that as well, because you never know, praise God, you never know when God is going to do something and when is God going to open the door. But when you go through the door, wouldn't it be good? And what I'm going to share with these two things, how to get here. Wouldn't it be good when you finally go through a door that God has opened and say, hey, this is your next step. This is where you're going to be next. This is what's going to happen for you next. That when you're about to take that next step, someone steps up and says, I want to tell you about a great man I met that I have known all my life and that has a good heart and that is a miracle working man of God. And that he is impeccable, and his reputation is impeccable in this area for many, many years. That you cannot tell someone to say something like that. It is only God, and it is only how you've lived your life. I have learned this, my friends. I'm going to give you two things. If you got to go, I want to get you these two things right now. We're going to go into a little bit of detail about it. But this is the two things I want you to get. And that is this, that you have to be faithful, and you have to be a blessing. That is what I've learned in my life. If I can tell you two things that have changed my life, besides starting wherever I can start and do whatever I can do, we're going to go into that as well. It is be a blessing and be faithful. Be a blessing to what God has brought before you. Wouldn't it be nice? I mean, and we'll jump into it right now. Wouldn't it be nice that when people see you, that they see a blessing? Praise God. Then when they think of you, when they're sitting in their house and they're praying and you come up in their mind, that they don't go, I don't know if I want to pray for him. Because some of us do. Some of us are a little bit, well, how did you treat me today? And that's how I'm going to pray for you. Well, that's not true love. Praise God. That's not true love. But wouldn't it be something that when someone looks at you and they think, man, that guy's a blessing. You know, my pastor, David Hope here at Words of Life Church, been my pastor for about 7-8 years now, and he always is known in the area as well, and he goes places and stuff. I was sitting with Judah Myers one day, and she comes by once in a while to share about her ministry and stuff, and she came by the station so we could do an interview, and we were talking, and she goes, yeah, you know, I don't always, not everybody knows what David does, David Hope, what he does in ministry and stuff, but they all know he is a good guy, and he's faithful, and he's a blessing, and he will love you and pray for you. But they didn't know if he was pastoring. They didn't know if he was going to mission trips. They didn't know much about him. But what they did know about him was that he was a blessing, and that he was a man of prayer, a man of faith, and a good-hearted man. Now, that's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing for them to find out about, for them to mention about you, for them to see. Wouldn't you like that reflection? Wouldn't you like that reflection when you're out there and you're visiting people and you're ministering to people, that you don't have to go and tell people how great you are? Praise God. You don't have to tell people how wonderful you are. You don't have to tell people that you're a fair guy and that you're a fair girl, or that you're going to be honest and you're going to be upholding. That you don't have to go and tell them all these things. But all you got to do is say, I'm here. And they are the ones that already see your reputation precedes you and goes before you. And see, that is really God. God says, I will go before you. I will make a way. I will prepare the path for you. And that is what God is saying when he says, I will prepare the path for you. I will go before you. Not only is he fighting all the enemy and everything that comes against us, but he is looking and people are seeing you from a distance and seeing Jesus Christ and seeing the wonderful things that you're doing, not because you're boasting it, because you're living it. Be faithful and be a blessing, my friends. You know, work where you're at. Start up. Work with what you got. You know, I always tell you that. But we're going to go into being faithful and being a blessing. Being faithful. What is being faithful? Well, being faithful is if you started something, finish it. There's a scripture that was mentioned at church this past Sunday, and the pastor mentioned a scripture that reads, there's a man that vow. We're going to find it right now. Where is my phone? Vow, even into your own hurt. So we're going to find that right now. But there is about something about keeping what you promise, finishing what you started. Vow, hurt. We're going to look it up right now. You know, these phones are wonderful, but when they try and auto-text you, it just doesn't help. It doesn't help. Let's see. Vow. We're going to go look up vow. Oh, we'll just put own hurt. And that we should do it. Own hurt. I tell you, the auto-texting is killing me. But when you promise something, do it. You know, when I started the station, when I put this together, I only had a beat-up old computer. A beat-up old computer that just didn't do anything. It gave up the ghost at least five times before I could even purchase another one. And I didn't understand how else I could get things running with this station if this thing kept going out. But you know what? Every time it went out, I looked like a mad scientist more than an evangelist praying for this thing. Lord, fix it. Lord, bring it back. And I would be fixing this thing, twisting this thing, trying to figure out what was wrong with it, and we'd bring it back to life, and we'd be, praise God, it came back to life. And we would just be excited that we got the Bible, or got the PC running again, and no matter what, we did our best with it. And it was the one that started it all. Today we have four channels. Today we don't even use PCs to broadcast. We're online. And we're on a server now, so God has really advanced what we're doing. But it all started from that one PC that when I jumped out of my bed, my wife is going, this man is crazy. And I'm over there. Oh, no, the signal went down. And I went over there and fixed it. And I would have to wake up almost every night, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, to make sure that the player was playing and that it didn't freeze because it didn't have no memory. And it wouldn't take any hard drive on the side that I had. I had to move another hard drive in and put an external hard drive in there. And that thing would get hot. And, oh, Lord, it was a challenge. But you know what? I kept going. And I'm going to get you that scripture in just a minute. I'm going to have to go off on a commercial real quick. In fact, we're going to let Terry talk to you about disappointments. And then we'll be right back. And we'll be excited to hear what Terry has here for us. And I will find that scripture. I promise you, because it was just so good. Okay, here's one impact. We'll be back. Give us 5 minutes.
One Impact Live. There is one God. You are one person. You have one impact. Join us today to change the world. This is your life. What are you going to do with it?
You've worked so hard. You've done what you've been called to do. You expect big things, and then it doesn't happen. Disappointment creeps into your life, and it brings you down. What happened? Welcome to One Impact Live. I'm Terry Squires, and you've just tuned in to the 5-minute radio show that will impact your life and the lives around you. One Impact Live is based on the One Impact Bible published by Zondervan. There is one God, you are one person, and you have one impact. And today is your day to change a life. Why do we feel like we have it all under control? I know in my own life, disappointments hit me when things just don't go my way. What about you? Maybe it's something you've been working on for years, and you think it's the most creative work ever, a one of a kind, and then somebody criticizes it and puts it down. Or maybe your child hasn't lived up to your expectations and made choices on their own. Or maybe it's a failed relationship. You know, we've all had those kinds of disappointments, and they are not fun. But we must remember what God tells us in Isaiah 55, verse 8. My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. And I am so thankful his ways and his thoughts are different from mine, even though I strive to be like him on a daily basis. My life would be an utter mess if I truly believe I had it under control. I don't. My ways and thoughts are often self-seeking, even when I think I'm doing what I've been called to do. God's ways are awesome, mighty, and powerful. His thoughts are about his will, his children, and his kingdom. When you're facing disappointments and you feel that God is distant, he is doing great things through your life. We often don't see it until years later. You know, a friend told me years ago, you have to go through to get through. And often when we look back, we see his powerful hands on our lives. You know, he might be building and molding your character. He might be preparing you for a ministry bigger than you can even imagine. He might be teaching you how to persevere because you are going to do great things through him. It only takes one person to change the course of history. Let go of your disappointments today and be patient. Wait on the one who's going to do great things through your life, in his timing and in his ways. I often think about Joseph and how he must have felt when he was sold by his brothers, thrown into prison, and forgotten. Talk about being disappointed. But God didn't forget about him, and he had other plans for his life, big plans. And he lifted him up to govern over the land of Egypt and provide for all his children during the 7 years of the great famine. I love what Joseph told his brothers. In Genesis 45, verse 7, he says, "But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance." Joseph wasn't bitter. He wasn't disappointed. He knew his calling. And you know, God is not going to forget about you either. He loves you, he knows you, and he sees you. And he has an awesome plan for your life. If you have any questions or comments, I'd love to hear from you. Visit me at terrysquires.com. So until next time, make your one impact and change a life.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanis. Our address is Rev Media Network, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Again, that's P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. You can always email me, David at RevMediaNetwork.com, and I work really well off the email, so that's David at RevMediaNetwork.com, and get a hold of us. Again, you can always call our prayer line at 888-642-4767. Extension. What is the extension for the prayer line? I believe it's extension 5. It may not be. No, that's my extension, I think. Is extension 7? It's extension 7. Okay, so you want prayer, extension 7. I'm looking around all the place here for notes, and I am guessing it's extension 7. So if you need prayer, it'll tell you that. I think there's a directory on there as well. But I looked for that scripture, couldn't find it. It may be in a different version of the word, and that's probably why I can't find it, because they're using different types of Bibles at verses at those different variation of versions there. Anyway, you got to keep doing what you're doing. You got to be faithful. Work it like you worked your hardest job, and you put everything. You ever hear that phrase? Leave it all there. Leave it all there every day for God. Work it hard. If you volunteer at a church, work as hard as you do anywhere else. Work as hard. If you started it yourself, work even double as hard. And it's not going to be easy, because see, when you're by yourself, you're fighting everything natural and everything supernatural, naturally by yourself. And you just break in and you keep going and you keep doing the best you can. And you hope that God just have some wonderful things for you. And you just keep being faithful. Because I tell you what, after you've done all you can, after you've done everything you need to do yourself, after you've made every possible move that you possibly could do, I tell you this, my friends, God is faithful. And now, because you've done all you can, now God can do all he can and do it for you. So you got to be focused. You got to be extremely ecstatic that God is going to do something for you. And you got to want to see God do it. But you have to do it your part all the way. Be faithful. If I gave up on the publishing a couple years ago, I thought I was. I thought that was it. I thought, hey, I don't want to do it no more. Printing God's word is important to God, so I would not let it go. I decided, nope, I'm not going to let it go. I'm going to do my best. I am going to see if I can actually get this thing running even better. And went to one more conference. I said, I'll go to one more conference, Lord. And I went to one more conference. Didn't even really do much about the books and everything. And today at that conference, I met someone a large publishing company that wants to do business with me. Christian publishing company. And now, in 2013, a year from the day that I thought that I was going to not do this anymore, no more publishing books, in front of you saying that God has opened up a door that possibly doing some major business with a major publisher. And if I would have gave up the before, I would never have met that individual. And now that the people that are with me, the people that believe in what we're doing, that work with us, that are part of what we're doing, they are now able to be a part of that blessing. Before they weren't, but today now they are. So hey, it's amazing. It's amazing what God is doing. It is amazing how God is doing it. And it's amazing to see the very things that God is doing for our ministry. So you got to be faithful to it. Even when you don't feel like doing it, just be faithful. And then you got to be a blessing. Be a blessing that everyone you work with walks away with a blessed mind and a blessed attitude after you've worked with them. I always tell everybody, it's easy to leave a church. It's easy to leave a job. It's easy to quit. You know, I shared with you just a few weeks ago that, what's his name? Vince Lombardi. How could I forget that name? Anyway, Vince Lombardi used to only pick people on his list, of drafts and moving new players to his team and all this. He would only pick people that have never quitted in their life. Now think about that. He only picked people that never quit. People that never, ever, ever quit their job. Why? Why would he pick people that never quit? I tell you why, my friends. He said, because it is easy for someone to quit again once they quit once. Now think about that. Once they quit once, it's easy for someone to quit again. It's easy for them to get up and do whatever they wanted and walk away. Marriage is easy to quit. School is easy to quit. Jobs are easy to quit. Churches are really easy to quit. You just stop. No one's going to drive you there. So you just don't get in the car. You're done. It's easy to quit and walk away. That's why you want to be faithful. And that's why you want to be a blessing. And you want to be sent out. If you do leave a church, you want to be sent out instead of cast out. Praise God. We've seen a little bit of both. And, you know, you just trust God. And you trust God to do the things that he's going to do. And you're a blessing. And how can you be a blessing? You bless with your giving. You bless with your time. You bless with everything that you have in you. You love and you do the best you can. That when people see you and work with you, they enjoy being with you. They enjoy being a part of you. They enjoy being a part of what you're doing. And I'm excited to just see that happening in my life now. I'm excited to see that happen. I am. I'm excited to see what God is doing. I'm excited to see how God is doing it. There's no other way I can tell you, but God is awesome. He's awesome, and he's doing wonderful, wonderful, mighty things with the things that we believe in him to do. I truly believe that there will be a time, that I will be completely submerged in whatever work he's telling me to do. And I don't need to go raise funds for it. Praise God. I haven't had to really go in there and beg people to send money to help the station run off the ground. I didn't have to have them help me start the publishing company. Praise God. I didn't have to help them start my first mission trip. I just did everything I did, and I trusted him. And you know what? I don't have to go bug people to pay for my way to go to these conferences. I don't have to wait for someone to sponsor me to go and do any mission trip. I just plan it, believe, and trust, and I know that I'm in the will of God. When I know that I'm in the will of God, I can believe for the funds that I need and trust God. You have to be in the will of God. You have to let God lead you. And I tell you this, every trip I've taken, every ministry thing that I've done for the last 5 years has been completely self-supported by God. Completely. We've had offerings come in, praise God. We've had people donate, praise God. But to the level of what we're doing today, the donations and stuff that they sent are not up to par where we're at. I'm just telling you. I'm not bragging. I'm not complaining, praise God. No, I am telling you and making a statement that God will what you're doing. When you believe and trust in him, we have an IPTV system that we are yet to launch completely 100%. And we're getting churches and pastors on a weekly basis now, and we're getting that launched out, and that's creating a little bit of revenue that helps us do the work that we're doing as evangelists and missionaries. And you just trust God. You trust God, and I am glad in my heart that I've met this pastor again that I hadn't seen for quite some time, and we actually hit it off so well. I told you last Thursday that we just spent 5 hours talking, and these are some of the points that came in my mind when I was at his leadership meeting, and I want to share with you. And that, again, is start where you can. Start with whatever you have. Don't worry about it. Make that an offering to God where you just grab it and say, God, I'm going to start. I'm going to do this for you, and I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to be a blessing, and I'm going to see a blessing happen. And be faithful. In other words, when you grab that, don't let go of it. Keep working it. Keep holding on to it. If you made a promise to God that you're going to do something, the Bible says, do not go back on a vow. Make sure it's paid. Do not defer from paying it, because angels around you have heard you make this vow. That's what the scripture says. You believe that God has blessed you, and you be a blessing to others. If you focus on being a blessing, you'll seldom have to pray for a blessing in your life. You just got to believe it. I tell you, this last 2 years have been amazing. Been amazing, the people that I've been able to interview and talk to. The shows, I have 26 shows that are going to be coming on Rev Media TV, and it's going to be a blessing to you. In fact, we're going to start again recording our shows live to tape, hopefully on Thursday of this week. I got to go get a haircut. I just thought of that right now. I'm going to need to go get a haircut because we're going to be on TV. But we want you to be excited. Now, we're going to have two time slots of broadcast, and Tuesdays at 7 o'clock, at 7:30 on Tuesdays, at 7:30 p.m. Tuesdays, and on Thursday, 7:30. I just felt good about that. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7:30 p.m., you'll be able to watch the current Midwatch show, and we're going to hammer these shows out. Looks like we have 26 shows ready. We have about 26, 27, 28, 29 shows. 30 if we include the last one, but 30 shows that are ready to be taped and ran, 30 themed shows. So we're excited about that. We're just wanting to see what God's going to do. We just want to see how God does it. He's amazing. He's powerful. He's wonderful. And one thing that I know is that God knows how to be a blessing. And when you're faithful and you've done everything you can, he's going to be a blessing back to you. You know, my first trip to India, and I'm going to close with this really quickly. Hopefully, I don't run out of time. I didn't want to, after 20 hours of air flight, on a train, and 5 hours into a ride on a car to get to my first place before I even preached, I was about to give up. I was about to lose it. I was about to go crazy. But I seen a dump truck, looked like a dump truck, but it's their diesels, on the back sticker in the middle of a road in India, it says, God is awesome. And you know, that was enough to encourage me. And for me to say, I know I'm where I'm supposed to be. And it gave me strength. My friends, God will give you strength when you need it. We'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. God is awesome and he's powerful. And we want to make sure that you're blessed. Join us again tomorrow, same time. God bless you, my friends. We'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. And be sure to give us a holler when you can, whenever you can. Because we know that God is able to bless you and be a blessing to it. So we are going to Catch you next time. Bye. God bless.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions